Get into a comfortable position. Make sure you are sitting comfortably, either feet flat on the floor or cross-legged on the floor. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body. Bring your awareness to the top of your body, starting at the head, and give yourself permission to relax. As you breathe, release any tension. Feel the tension move from your head and neck through the shoulders and arms. Relax and feel all the tension melt away. Relax your chest and back. Feel waves of relaxation move down your spine. Relax your abdomen, your lower back and hips. Relax your legs down through your ankles and feet. Feel the waves of relaxation sweep away all that doesn't serve your highest good, out through your fingers and toes, grounding and neutralizing this unwanted energy into the earth, transforming it like the earth turns fallen leaves into new soil. Relax your mind. Relax any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and God. Relax your soul and follow your inner light for guidance and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, what is called your mind's eye. Whenever you visualize or recall anything, you project it onto the screen. Anything you desire will appear on the screen. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. The numbers can be any color you desire, drawn as if writing them, or appearing whole. 12. Draw the number 12. 11. Draw the number 11. 10. Draw the number 10. 9. Draw the number 9. 8. Draw the number 8. 7. Draw the number 7. 6. Draw the number 6. 5. Draw the number 5. 4. Draw the number 4. 3. Draw the number 3. 2. Draw the number 2. 1. Draw the number 1. You are now at ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1, but do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now at your deepest meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities, as you say to yourself, I ask the goddess and God to protect and guide me in this meditation. Let the familiar world around you fall away, as if the material reality you know is only a facade. And beneath it lies the beautiful gardens of the goddess, a paradise around you. The land around you becomes a vast primordial garden, the garden of Malkuth, the familiar garden of the four paths. Make your way to the temple of Malkuth. You will travel to Hod through the judgment card. In the temple of Malkuth, look for the gateway of the judgment card and enter it. Walk the path of judgment. Let the messages and images of the judgment card come to you as your thoughts and feelings are guided by the power of the path. Learn what you can from this path and your process to expand your consciousness to the realm of Hod. Feel the call of the orange sphere from your path. The orange light, glistening with quicksilver, calls you. You are bidden to enter the gates of Hod, and you might have to give a symbol of Hod to enter, such as the divine name Elohim Zabaoth, the glyph of Mercury, or the name of a mercurial god. Enter the orange light and feel your mind immediately sharpen and quicken. Your thoughts become like quicksilver, racing back and forth, yet you feel clear. You wander the world of orange light, exploring the realm of language and magic. Everything here seems quick, full of energy and information. You may encounter some of the beings of Hod, such as the totems of the jackal or the two-headed serpent, and the figures of the 4/8 of the tarot cards. Make your way to the Temple of Hod. You enter an 8-sided chamber, and it's like a vast library or college, a place of learning. It appears to be made of language, and you perceive this information right down in its structure. You begin to realize that everything you perceive is just that, a perception, all made of thoughts and language. You see gateways for all the paths in and out of Hod. The figures of Hod are there waiting for you. Perhaps the great Hermaphrodite, both male and female, in his and her splendor. The mercurial gods, Thoth, Hermes, Mercury, Odin, Loki, Nabu, could be there as well, together or separately. The Archangel Raphael oversees the proceedings and may be available to converse with you. Ask to learn the mysteries of Hod in a manner that is correct and for your highest good at this time. They will teach you of the virtues and vices, of the duties and obligations of the sphere, and perhaps give you a glimpse of the vision of splendor. When done, thank all the beings who have communicated with you. They may offer you a gift, a token of their goodwill. And if you accept, it's polite to reach within your being and offer them a gift of your goodwill that reflects the energy and intentions you plan to put into the sphere of Hod. Once you've said your farewells, leave the shrine and follow the path back. Return back the way you came, through the judgment card. Return back to the Garden of Malkuth. Focus on the waking world you know and feel it return back around the garden. Return back to normal consciousness, counting 1 to 13 and then 1 to 12. You do not have to visualize the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, and 12. Gently start to wiggle your fingers and toes and slowly move to bring your awareness back to the physical body. Take both hands and raise them up over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over your forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, and push out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies you might pick up during your magical experiences. Tell yourself, I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve. Ground yourself as needed. You can ground yourself by relaxing back into the physical state, by pressing your hands down onto the floor and releasing excess energy to the earth. You can also visualize your feet and toes as roots, digging deep into the earth.